Welcome back. You're listening to Graphite 94.9 FM in English only with the doctor. And what does the doctor prescribe today other than some vitamin D that the good nature, Mother Nature herself has already given us? Let's talk about summertime. Now, if you've been listening to me since last year, you already know that the focus of English only with the doctor is to reintroduce Canadian music into the French music scene. And we're going to start off with Walk Off the Earth from their 2013 album, Revo. This is a song called Summertime. So if you know a little bit about Walk Off the Earth, they come often to Paris and do live concerts that are phenomenal. They are known for their creative covers, and not just creative in terms of instrumentality, but also creative in how they present it on YouTube. They have won 6 music awards, and most recently in 2023 for their album Romeo Eats Volume 2, a collection of songs about food featuring their 6-year-old son, who has an insatiable appetite, who has his own YouTube channel if you're interested. This is Summertime by Walk Off the Earth.
For a summer vibe, got me turning on the radio. I gotta kick these blues, working all day, trying to make pay, wishing these clouds away. I wanna feel the sunshine, hit the sand, take a walk in the waves, with nothing else to do, but sipping on suds, working on the fuzz, keeping my drink in the shade, taking my time with you by my side.
That was Summertime and Summer Vibe from Walk Off the Earth from their 2013 album, Revo. Now, when I think of summer and my summer vibe, I often think and feel very nostalgic about summer romances that I might have had when I was in my youth. And I remember this one time that I was in BC with my parents. We were camping. My sister probably was, I don't know, 15 at the time, so I might have been 16 or 17. And I just had this wonderful G-rated summer romance with this really buff, muscular, red-headed man. And since then, I have been in love with anything ginger. This next song makes me think a little bit about that. It's from Andy Kim. He was really famous in the 1960s, 1970s, up until the 80s. And one of the songs, the song we're going to be featuring today is Baby, I Love You. And it was an international hit. It was released in 1969. But Andy Kim was very popular. He was made famous by this song that he wrote for a fictitious comic book. It's a comic book character. It was a band called the Archies. And the Archies itself was a very almost prepubescent version of innocence in adolescent kind of reality. And it was, if you know anything about the DC comics, they were strictly forbidden of doing any kind of protests or, I don't know, going against the establishment. So in their comic book characters, so their characters were very, very obedient and very, very, I'd say, Christian and innocent. Nowadays, you see on TV jump off from this series of comic book, you see Riverdale or even Sabrina, and they're quite adult in content. That said, Baby, I Love You from Andy Kim from his 1969 release. This is the next song. Love the lyric, my heart can't wait another day. I find that so telling for young and innocent affection. or even later on in life. It doesn't have to be when you're in your youth, but anything new. And summer does bring, I think it brings out our pheromones and we get a little bit more excited, a little bit easier. So staying in the idea of 1969, the Summer of 69 is a song released by Bryan Adams from his 1983 album, Reckless. And he has said about this song. Now, a lot of people look at the video and they'll think that this is all about guitar playing and Summer of 69 when you're with the good old boys and you're making music and you're living the best of your life before you realize you have to be an adult, and that never is a good transition. But apparently, he has said in a recent 2020 interview article published by Classic Rock magazine that this song was an autobiographical kind of epic song about being in love, being in the music scene, and being a rock star. Given that in 1969, Adams was only 10 years old, this could not be an autobiographical kind of epic thing relating to his life. So we can conclude, and he indeed confirms, that the Summer of 69, the title 69, is not referring to the year, but rather the more sultry 69. This is Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams.
I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime, played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married. Should've known we'd never get far. Oh, and I look back now, the summer seemed to last forever. And if I had the choice, yeah, those wanna be there. Those were the best days of my life.
Nobody.
That was Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams. Now, when I look back at my youth, or even now, I don't really feel any nostalgia for a particular year that I existed. I'm always very thankful for the year that I'm existing in right now. And one thing that I really enjoy is fireworks. And in the summer, that is, for me, that is a firework fanatic. Now, I've seen some phenomenal fireworks in my day. I know in September, in Compiègne, there's the competition between the masters of the fireworks, and it's phenomenal. But when I was a kid, the fireworks were always on the same day. They were on July 1st, and that marked the beginning of summer for me. The end of the school year ended quite late in June. And so that, for us, it was the hallmark of summer was July 1st. Now, this next song is a French-Canadian song by Jean Femme Outry and Hugo Paquet, and it's called Canadian Spirit. And for me, this kind of reminds me of that. This is Graphite 94.9 FM in English Only with a Doctor with Canadian Spirit.
Aujourd'hui, trop souvent, les raccourcis s'allongent, les ambitions nous pèsent, et l'espoir reste à l'ombre. Quand le malheur n'est jamais en retard, et que le bonheur est sans histoire, d'où viens-tu, moi je viens de loin, me tendras-tu la main? Comme le font les enfants, comme le font les humains, tendras-tu la main. Pire est derrière, que l'avenir est ici sur terre, et j'ai envie d'y croire.
That was very upbeat. I really enjoyed that. Now, what seems very apropos about a song that for me represents Canadian celebration is this next song, also a French-Canadian song by Eric Lapointe, and it's La Barre Tendresse. Now, he's one of my favorite French-Canadian singers. This comes from his 2004 album, Coupable. And I know that he may not be as popular in France, and I'm quite surprised, but my husband explains that the reason why he's not very popular seems to be because he's a little bit more crass than is perhaps enjoyable for the French palette of music. I don't know if I agree with that. because a lot of French love Led Zeppelin, and that to me is an English equivalent of what is crass and sometimes distasteful with his womenizing songs and given the woke kind of, you know, wavelength that we're going through, perhaps. I'm wrong. That said, this is Eric Lapointe with La Barre Tendresse.
C'est une princesse vraiment unique. C'est la sirène des alcooliques. On lui parle comme à un ami. C'est une déesse dans la nuit à qui on dit tout ce qu'on dit pas. Elle t'écoute, elle te juge pas. À ce soir, j'aimerais que la femme derrière le bar soit ma maîtresse. C'est l'agréable certitude qu'elle te dira comme d'habitude. Elle nous livre par petits bouts sa vie, ses amours, ses envies de tout. Quand elle t'embrasse sur la joue, t'es son amant sans rendez-vous. À ce soir, j'aimerais que la femme qui me serre le fort soit ma maîtresse. C'est comme du bonheur en bouteille, toujours aussi tendre que la veille. Ces petits regards, des illusions, sourire en creux, un peu cachant. Un slow qu'on n'est pas trop pressé. C'est comme de l'amour à petite gorgée. À ce soir, j'aimerais que la femme qui tient le fort soit ma maîtresse. Et le soleil de vivre ailleurs que dans la nuit, bien sûr, avant qu'elle soit trop vieille de vivre en feu avec celui pour qui elle veut dénouer ses tresses. On lui a fait tant de promesses, la porte tendresse. Le fort des alcooliques, la plus discrète dans l'ivresse, mon âme sœur dans la détresse. Et quand enfin finit la nuit, on se sent triste, elle nous trahit. Avec le premier chauffeur de taxi. Quand enfin elle s'est enfuie, le plancher de danse s'est endormi. Il me reste son parfum au creux de ma main, comme un bout de ma vie. À ce soir, j'aimerais avoir une femme comme la barre tendresse.
You're listening to Graphite 94.9 FM and English Only with a Doctor. That last song was by Eric Lapointe, and the song was called La Barre Tendresse. So I have two more songs on the list that are French-Canadian, but I think, or three more songs, but I'm going to move gears a little bit because I find that Eric Lapointe is a true rocker. And another true rocker that I know of is Kim Mitchell. From his 1986 album, Shaking Like a Human Being, this next song, Patio Lanterns, is really very summery tune. It makes me think of eating sur la terrasse in the evening, warm breeze where the stars are shining and maybe you by the ocean. It's just fantastic. And this guy, Kim Mitchell, after 50 years on the rock scene, he is still selling out concerts in his tours. He is fantastic. And frankly, he's an exceptional guitar player. And despite the fact that he is in his 70s, man, this dude is fit. This is Kim Mitchell and Patio Lantern. That was Patio Lanterns by Kim Mitchell from his 1986 album, Shaken Like a Human Being. The next song on the list is something I think a lot of you already know if you're French and you, French speakers and you listen to the radio on a regular basis. This song itself comes from, it comes from the 70s. It was written by a man, by the lead singer of Beau Dommage. And it was written by Michel Rivard in 1974, and it's La Complainte du Phoque en Alaska. And it brings me back to so many memories of my mother smoking and singing in the kitchen after a big party. Now, we used to have huge parties as a kid. We'd have huge bonfires. We would have to call the fire department and tell them and get special permission to have these bonfires that were size of houses. And we would party hard. One of the things that I was also forced to do as a child, as a young person, other than make sure that everybody was fed the next morning, was singing for my family around the bonfire. And one of the songs that I sang on a regular basis was this one.
Crée-moi, crée-moi pas, quelque part en Alaska, y a un phoque qui s'ennuie en maudit. Sa blonde est partie gagner sa vie dans un cirque aux États-Unis. Le phoque est tout seul, il regarde le soleil qui descend doucement sur le glacier. Pense aux états en pleurant tout bas. C'est comme ça quand ta blonde t'a lâché. Ça vaut pas la peine de laisser ceux qu'on aime pour aller faire tourner des ballons sur son nez. Ça dure jamais longtemps, ça fait plus rire personne quand les enfants sont grands. Quand le phoque s'ennuie, il regarde son poêle qui brille comme les rues de New York qu'après la pluie. Il rêve à Chicago, à Marilyn Monroe. Il voudrait voir sa blonde faire un show. Mais des fois, j'ai l'impression que c'est moi qui est assis sur la glace, les deux mains dans la face. Mon amour est parti, puis je m'ennuie.
Ça vaut pas la peine de laisser ceux qu'on aime pour aller faire tourner ballons sur son nez. Ça fait rire les enfants, ça dure jamais longtemps, ça
laisser ce qu'on aime pour aller faire tourner des balances sur son nez.
I think that song is perfectly melancholic, and it talks about love or the loss of love. And I think we've all been there, feeling this kind of low melody into this slowly, almost like you're sitting on an inner tube in a slow moving river, just waiting for it to end. On a more festive note, there is a new song out by Radio. I know I talk about them a lot. I really do love them as artists. I think they're phenomenal. They're French-Canadian again. They are known for their songs that depict the Shek and Acadian languages. So you'll hear a little bit of English, a little bit of French, a little bit of Acadian. And I just think they're phenomenal. This is from their album A la Carte. And this is similar to the previous song by Beau Dommage, Fuck avec son ballon, but it has a little bit of a different swing to it.
Son accent et nos d'engage ou un fuck avec un ballon. Activez son accent, activez son accent et nos d'engage ou un fuck avec un ballon. Yes sir man, je cherche pour disturb man. Jacobus dans ville anglaise. Tu me parles de mon accent, c'est trop fort, c'est tannant. Vive avec des mots qui fait du bruit. Picking up des dialectes, des expressions trop sexo. Quand t'arrives à parler avec des textos, un sexto emoji, la langue est bien crue, tu peux dire abalone. C'est que t'es lonely, commence avec un phrase. As-tu une fille, as-tu un gars, puis est-ce que tu te bonnes? Tu parles avec ta mère, ben je parle avec maman. Et on culture, ça feel bon. C'est bon about comprendre, c'est plus about la vibe. Le monde de la nouvelle écosse, c'est sur ma tribe. R-I-D-I-O-O carré. Tu peux me dire que c'est square, mais vraiment, c'est ce qui care.
As-tu vu son accent? As-tu vu son accent? Un oiseau dans la cage, un fuck avec son ballon. Acadien son accent? As-tu vu son accent? Un oiseau dans la cage, un fuck avec son ballon. Assez, c'est assez, je veux rien que m'emballer. J'ouvre la porte de la cage, bah toi, tu voulais la fermer. T'es straight to the point, bah c'est du point que je suis tanné. Comment de fois tu peux nous faire se répéter? Pas répéter ce que je dis, bah comment je l'avais dit. Je dis comme c'est, pis toi tu le dis comme ceci. Tu penses que j'ai un accent, bah tu penses que tu n'as pas. À bord tu sors du pays, pis tu vois là qu'est-ce que t'as. T'as un accent, t'as un accent, t'as un accent, oui, t'as un accent. Mais ça c'est fin, on peut passer à autre chose. Après 10 ans, check les questions qui me posent. Tu sais pas qui ce que je suis, qu'est-ce que je mange le matin. Plutôt premier degré pour qu'on aille checker plus loin. Tu t'attends sur le con, encore c'est le contenu qui me tient. Tiens à cœur, n'aie pas peur, je t'aime quand même.
Activez son ex, activez son accent. Et nos d'engage, ou un fuck avec un ballon. Activez son ex, activez son accent. Et nos d'engage, ou un fuck avec un ballon.
Activez son accent, activez son accent. Un oiseau dans la cage, un fuck avec son ballon. Acadien son accent, activez son accent. Un oiseau dans la cage, un fuck avec son ballon.
That was Fuck avec son ballon by Radio, and I really like this song. I think this is unlike the song, La Complainte du Phoque en Alaska by Beau Dommage. There's no melancholy in this song at all. It is, in fact, an inspirational song from my perspective because it, to me anyway, it talks about how you can take the bull by the horns and really own who you are as a human being and love it. And it doesn't matter if nobody else gets it. It's okay. Just because I love Radio Radio, we're going to listen to a second song by them. And it's it's Jacuzzi After Party. And it's fantastic. And it brings us into a nice segue for the next one. So imagine yourself having after a few sociables on a beautiful summer night, hanging out with really good funny buddies and in the jacuzzi. And this is what you hear.
For an after hour jacuzzi party, intergalactically speaking, Radio Radio will be attending.
Jacuzzi, whatever, who cares? Cause I'm
don't know about you, but my experiences at jacuzzi after parties were, let's see, tumultuous. There was also a lot of disrobing going on. And often, people would go as couples, and by the end of the night, they were pleasantly or unpleasantly uncoupled. That said, this brings me to my next, on the same kind of wave, the Bare Naked Ladies. So the Bare Naked Ladies, they are from Scarborough, Ontario, and they started in their music career in the 1980s, 1988 to be precise. This particular song is called One Week. It's been 1 week, and it's from their 1998 album, Stunt. The Bare Naked Ladies in the last 10 years have had a switch in creative drive. One of their main singers, their lead singer, Steve J. Page, decided that because the Bare Naked Ladies have a more comedic theme way of going and about and doing their music, he decided to go on a more straight and narrow and take his music elsewhere after 21 years of touring together. This is 1 week. This is what happens when you do some nasty things after jacuzzi after party.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I'll watch a hoodwink. Does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the chalet Swiss. I like the sushi cause it's never touched a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Speak like Leanne rhymes because I'm all about value. Bert Kemper's got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a fake out like a stinking ache and shake out like vanilla. It's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go cause it's so dangerous. You'll have to sign a waiver. Can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the red burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but a moment too soon. Yesterday you'd forgiven me. And now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry.
Chinese chicken, you have a drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all our maisons. I hope the smoking man's in this one like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic, like Sting and Pentrick. Like Snickers guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs, gonna find the kind with tiny nubs. So my irons aren't always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause that cartoon has got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind looked at me, dropped your eyes the size and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room, we realized we're both to blame, but what did we do? Yesterday you just smiled at me, cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. Watch my stadium home under the robbie.
Have you ever been in a situation where you got into trouble with your partner and you ended up in the doghouse, as explained in this last song, 1 week by the Bare Naked Ladies? I have a cousin, and she's about 10 years old, younger than me, and her and I together, man, we're like water and we're like fire and oil. We burn things up and we have way too much fun together, and it would makes sense that I might eventually be in the doghouse if ever I hang out too long with this woman. So she's one of the people that I find the most beautiful and talented and fantastic, but at the same time, she is one of those people that I perhaps should not hang out with. Hence the next song, Billy Talent by Billy Talent. They are from Mississauga, Ontario, and they started in the music scene in 1993. And this is their song, Hanging Out with All the Wrong People, on Graphite 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor.
Many moons ago that I just did what I was told. When I was hanging out with all the wrong people, I stole a car, I robbed a bank, I siphoned gas out of a tank, I made decisions some would call illegal. It all came catching up to me right at the age of 23. I'm at the consequence of reckless ego. They cuffed my hands, led me to jail, then gave me 20 months, no bail. Said I said he fell in love for all the wrong reasons. She got the house, she took the cat, she got the shirt right off his back, and now she's living in the Caribbean. There was a girl from down the road who had a heart as pure as gold. Friends took her to a church in San Francisco. They promised love, eternal life, all for a very special price, then drained her savings till she blew.
When I think about my cousin and I, and if we and when we hang out together, and how much trouble we could potentially get into, I think about, I reflect a little bit as being a parent and think, okay, well, how would I handle this as a parent? Because I'm pretty sure our parents would have kept us away from each other, like in prison, away from each other. Because not that we're bad individuals, you know, from our course, but we certainly encourage each other to be bad. So that's never good. But that said, she's also got this amazing paradox of who she is as a human being, and she is ahead on a lot of things by centuries, which is the title of our next song by the Tragically Hip from their 1996 album, Trouble Within the Hen House. I listened to the recorded interview of the lead singer. His name is Gord Downie. He passed away a few years ago. And he was talking about the lyrics of this song, and he started out. He said when he was thinking about the song, it started out to be very, very vulgar, even for this day and age of vulgarity. And as a result, he was forced and was convinced that the vulgarity needed to be overhauled because it would be a song at that time in 1996 that absolutely wouldn't sell. Great song, interesting, political, and yet unhearable because of the words that he was using. He claims that regardless of the vulgarity of this song, he really learned a lot about himself, about his songwriting ability, and loved every minute of this learning experience because this song is about innocence. Now, I have about 5 minutes left, so I'm going to bid you adieu, and I wish you a fantastic weekend. I hope to have you listening next week. This is Graph Hit 94.9 FM. And English only with a doctor. The doctor has left the house. Have a fantastic weekend. And this is The Tragically Hip and Ahead by a Century. With the...
Disappointment.